The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Go!
Hello. Hello and welcome to the Student Radio Takeover with Hughes FM. And joined in the studio now is me, Lisa Murgatroyd from Hughes FM, and I'm with Ben Ball from Hughes FM, from Pushing Boundaries.
Yeah, so we're here for the next hour. Got a few Manchester-based songs going on, and yeah, we're just going to have some fun with this. So first up, we've got Swiss Lips with You Got The Power.
So that was Swiss Lips there with You Got The Power, a local band from Manchester, as are we. We are Fuse FM and we are currently taking over Demon FM here in Leicester.
Yeah, and like I said before, we've got plenty of Manchester-based songs. It's going to be quite exciting. Got a good hour ahead.
We have. And we also have some features from our shows, some of our best bits, I think, really.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Don't forget, you can get in touch on Twitter. You can tweet us at DemonFM or at FuseFM because
yeah,
we're here.
We're both on both. So we're going to monitor both. And then obviously hashtag with the SRA com.
Yep.
SRA com, and we'll
pick up that message and you can get
awesome.
A shout out. So currently we have about eight of us up here at the conference.
Eight of us.
Yeah, so we've got some committee members and some just general members. It's been fun so far, really.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Both of our first conferences, and we're enjoying it. It's a good vibe here. Great to meet lots of lovely people and other stations as well. Speaking of, Hi Radio from Man Met.
Yeah, Man Met Radio.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here from 2 till 3, actually.
Yeah. So listen out
Taking
for them.
Over.
I was just saying earlier, our universities may have a bit of a rivalry, but I think we're starting to forge a bond, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's quite
I'd
nice.
Say so. Yeah. We're getting in, getting the links in,
yeah.
trying to combine radios, I
yeah.
suppose.
Now, I think that the bonds of friendship were forged when a show, an 80s show on Fuse FM called More Than a Feeling, they had a competition to win a Journey LP, and Cheryl from Hive Radio, she won the LP. And then she decided, quite cheekily, to offer it to the boys to win it back. And they did! She had them on the show and they duly won the LP back, and so it's now back in the Fuse studios.
And,
kind of
and aren't Fuse planning on trying to offer it back to them again?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Get our own back on them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, 80s seems to be a bit of a theme at Fuse FM. Hattie Pearson, formerly of Fuse FM, winner of Best Female and who's just currently done a show on Radio 1, she has a night in Manchester called Girls on Film. And while trawling the internet, I managed to find a song, which is what her night is named after, Girls
oh, yeah.
on Film. And it was filmed at the Manchester Apollo in 1989, which is when she was born. So I think it's just, so beautiful that it comes together right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, really fitting.
Yes, it is. So here it is. This is Girls on Film, Duran Duran, live at the Manchester Apollo.
So that was Duran Duran with Girls on Film. What a great song.
I know.
Just awesome. Next up, we've got a song by a Manchester band. You probably heard of them. They're called Everything Everything. And I believe, Lisa, you know an interesting story about them and a cat?
I do. So Everything Everything, a couple of their members, they actually live in Fallowfield, which, as Manchester locals, we know that's where all the students live in Manchester. And in February, they tweeted saying that their cat was missing, which is really sad. And they offered free gigs for life for anybody that could find their cat.
Wait, for life?
For life.
Now,
genuinely for life.
Okay. I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't know about this because I quite like Everything, and I wouldn't mind having free gigs for life.
It's a good way to use social media to help you find your cat, though,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, definitely.
So here's a song off their latest album, Arc. This is Cough Cough.
Cough Cough. Yeah. Cough, cough.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Go!
Yes, you're listening to Fuse FM on Demon FM, currently taking over at the SRA Con. You can get in touch, don't forget, on Twitter at Demon FM or at Fuse FM. And don't forget to use the hashtag SRA Con. And also, NW is best. I'd just like to throw that out there.
What is NW is best?
Northwest is best.
Oh, nice. I like that.
It rhymes.
I like that.
We like that. Yeah, Sam Van Geffen, our regional officer, started it, and I think it's a nice little trend. We're trying to get it trending in Leicester, so if you can help us, that'd be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I half fell asleep when you did that link. I'm sorry. I really am. So I'm sure you introduced our names again.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so we're Fuse FM. I'm Ben.
And I'm Lisa.
And yeah, we're here until 11:45. Just playing some great songs that have something to do with Manchester, because we can.
Yeah.
So it's currently 6 minutes, well, 7 minutes past 11.
Yeah. And just before we came back on air, you heard Everything Everything, Cough Cough, and you also heard Bastille with Laura Palmer, which is going to be their latest single, and a cheeky little jingle from them.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Good.
I spoke to the boys a couple of months ago.
So, in the Fuse camp, let's have an update from the Fuse camp.
What is going on?
So last night we had some bromance going on between our station manager Joe and Triss Outlaw, who is from the Winchester, one of our shows, which is quite exciting. They got a bit lovey-dovey, and there was hair stroking.
Did Triss get rid of his barricade? Because they're sharing a bed currently at the moment at the hotel, and Triss decided that he wasn't okay with someone touching him in his sleep.
No.
So he put a barrier up.
They decided to ditch the barrier in the end.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward for me sitting in the corner having to listen. But never mind. And then on the other side of our team, we have Flo.
The lovely Flo.
The lovely Flo.
Head
of speech at Fuse FM. Who has decided to tweet about her armpit updates. So we kind of want to get this trending as well.
I think
so. If you have armpit updates that you want to share with everyone at SRACon, remember to hashtag SRACon and then hashtag armpit update.
Nice and simple.
Nice and simple. It's a bit weird, but it could be quite fun.
So we'll come back to that later in the show. And now we have another local band. This is the 1975 with Chocolate.
That's right. This is the Student Radio Taker on Demon FM. We are Fuse FM. It is 12 minutes past 11.
Yes, and you just heard the 1975 there with Chocolate, who came into the studios.
Yeah, we were quite lucky to have the 1975 come into our studios to record a live song for us. It was absolutely incredible day. I was there helping out. It wasn't my interview, but I was lucky enough to be involved with it, so
yeah.
I'm quite proud.
Next up, we have a band called Eliza and the Bear, who are playing at the Secret Garden Party, and they also popped into the studio and they did a cheeky little session with us, and this is what happened.
Hi, we are Eliza and the Bear, and this song is called The Southern Wild.
The Student Radio Takeover
on Demon FM. Go!
You're listening to Lisa and Ben on Demon FM, and we are from Fuse FM in Manchester. I'd just like to do some SRAcon tweets, because there's been a few interesting ones, actually.
I think first up, someone feels like the voice of the awards has been a bit of a fix. Ooh.
Controversial.
Tension. Yeah, controversial. Controversial. From what we've heard, two of the shortlisted 12 are from the host university.
I think that's fine. That clearly,
out of 12, that's nothing.
They're
that's
a great fine. Station. Yeah. I'm so much in love with this station. Just going to throw that out there, Demon FM.
Yeah, and it's like very retro in here. I feel like I've gone back in time.
It's quite strange because I actually was watching the RAG kind of 30-hour takeover that they did, the live broadcast that was going out. It was like incredible. Like, these guys stayed in here that whole time to raise money for RAG, which is fantastic. So I feel as if I know the studio because I've just watched it so many times, yeah. Like through the cameras.
Fair enough. What other tweets have we got?
Okay, guess so. Roberto Flores said, what is Jungfrau and why did I drink so much of it last night? Hashtag SRAcon.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people getting very, very drunk last night and dancing away. But that's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you have fun at these things.
You bring a bunch of students together, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot you can do about that. It's student living.
It is.
Jungfrau, I believe, is a rip-off of Jägermeister or something like that.
I assume it's something like that.
It's going to be something like that.
Emma Real Davis has said to producer Ad, loved your talk on visualisation at SRAcon. That's very nice. There's been a lot of positive tweets about people really enjoying the sessions, and we just can't thank the SRA enough for this opportunity, really, to bring us all together.
Oh, and of course the hosts.
Of course. Demon FM for having us here in the first place. Okay, so I'm going to do a bit of a shout-out to some one of the shows back at home. We have The World at When, who they are a kind of satirical show. Let me know what you think about this. So this is a short clip from one of their shows that they've done, and... get involved and let me know what you think.
The World at When, the truest facts, the rightest opinions.
Welcome back to The World at When. On today's episode of our breakfast show, The Morning at Midday, we had a very special interview with a very special guest. Let's go to that audio now. Now he's known around the world as a great man of unparalleled strength and bravery, whose efforts on the international stage have won him global renown and fame.
He's been touted
a hero, a legend, and by some, even a god. Ooh. Now his autobiography, Life's Little Labours, hits the shelves this Monday. And I'm delighted to say that the man himself joins me in the studio now. Hercules, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Graham. It's wonderful to be here today.
Or is it Heracles? Do you prefer Heracles?
Really, really, really. Either's fine.
H-bomb.
No. No, to some, I'm Hercules. To others, I'm Heracles. It really
depends which side of the bed you get out on, eh?
Well. Absolutely. I like to keep the postman on his toes, as they say.
Quite right. Anyway, your new book, Life's Little Labours, must be honest and say, haven't really had the chance to get to grips with it yet. I'm still reading my Just So story, stuck on how the camel got its hump, and but it's definitely going on my list.
Right.
So tell me, do you have a favourite labour?
Oh, what a question. Asking me to compare my favourite labour is like asking Mozart to choose his favourite concerto or Kipling to choose his favourite cake. It's really impossible, it really is.
Fondant fancy, I imagine.
Quite possibly,
I always like the tale of the Hydra.
Yes.
Chopped on its head off.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
What a lot of people don't know, and I mentioned this in my autobiography, is that after I'd slain the monster, this vile serpent, this monster with heads by the hundred and teeth by the thousand, whose whose venomous blood would wrench a man's skin from his bones, whose noxious breath
the
would...
The ladies must love hearing this sort of thing.
I bet you could wound any bar in the world with your club and lionskin. Have the ladies purring for a feel.
Well,
go on.
I don't really wear my lionskin out these days. Wow. You know, it's Punery and Blend, dry cleaning. It's a nightmare to get red wine out of. Anyway, so there I was, the monster at my feet defeated, and above it stood I, sweating from exertion. And then, slicing through the waves, the breezes, comes this shrieking whale, piercing my eardrums. I whirl around, searching for the source of this cacophony, and then I see it. For little did I know, how could I have imagined, dear Graham, that this slain serpent, whose very blood still whetted my blade, this ex-hydra, was a mother.
No.
A mother, indeed.
A mother?
A mother.
No.
Absolutely. So this baby Hydra.
For what it's worth, I think you'd make a fantastic father, Hercules.
Oh, wait. Thank you. Anyway, this baby Hydra, so small that it could fit in the very nook of my arm. So young it had but four heads grown.
Are you and Zeus close?
Pardon?
You and Zeus, your father, do you see each other much?
Oh, it's complicated, you see. I'd rather get back to talking about my book.
Of course. Did you ever feel pressured by your father? So you had like a lot to live up to?
No. I've always done things for my own glory, not for that of my parents.
I just wonder whether there's something more to it. I just wonder whether your father's standing, his reputation, undoubtedly immense expectation on you. Come on, that must have played some part in it.
Listen, I'm not here to talk about my father. Everywhere I go, people say, Hercules, isn't your father so great, so all-powerful, so all-knowing? Don't you just love the way he holds dominion over the heavens, how he shakes the earth with his brow, how he ignites the sky with his lightning, the way he topples giants and severs his impious father's genitals? Isn't he marvellous? Isn't he totally, supremely, beyond comparably wonderful?
Yeah, well, I get that.
What do I have to do? Graham, tell me this. What do I have to do? I've sailed to the ends of the earth. I've been on quest after quest, conquered rivers, chained horses, throttled bulls. I've held the globe up so that Atlas could scratch his arm, but I've subjugated myself to a despotic drag queen. I've been back and forth from the underworld so often that they call me regular. And still I have to go fishing with Uncle Poseidon on my 10th birthday because Daddy's out philandering with mortals and catching any nymph he takes his fancy. I mean,
Oh, come on. Come on.
It's just so hard, Graham.
You don't have to be strong. We've made a lot of progress today. It's a great book. We're all proud of you anyway. Even if he isn't. He is. We'll be back after these commercial messages with an interview with Cameron Diaz discussing her new film, Planet Scrofula. Come on, there's a boy. Yeah.
Did you say Cameron Diaz?
Yep.
I'm fond of her opus.
I'll introduce you. Would you like that?
Yes, Daddy.
Come on.
Yes, I'm
for
Daddy.
Penetrating stuff. I wonder if that interviewer will ever have a book out. I bet that would be something worth reading. We'll be back after this break. Please don't go.
The Student Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
Go!
So that was a clip you heard there from The World at When, which is on Fuse FM. So shout out to James Taylor and Simon Roden. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Hope you
And now we've got a song from another Manchester band. They're called Advice from a Caterpillar. I personally absolutely adore them. They are just so good. And this is one of my favourite songs by them. It's called Gravity, and this is an acoustic version of it.
Your excuses seem tired, so let's give them a rest. But tonight I'm trying to stay.
The Student Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
Go!
Yes, you're listening to Demon FM, and that was From Rush Home With Love by Mint Royale. The time is now 11:36 on this Wednesday, the 2nd of April.
Yes, that song, listening to that song and being in this studio really does make me feel like I've gone back in time. Like, I actually feel like I'm in the 70s right now, and it's kind of cool.
Well, Matt J. Horn on Twitter has said, "Hey, Fuse FM, wasn't this piece of music at the start of Vanilla Sky when Tom Cruise is running through Times Square? Hashtag SRAcon, hashtag Demon FM." And yes, you are correct. And yeah. I don't know if that was the... It must have been the inspiration for the show From Rush Home With Love on Fuse FM.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, so, they do have a very sort of... What is Vanilla Sky?
Is it a bit of a... Tom Cruise film.
Okay.
There's a bit of action. There's a bit of Tom Cruise running around.
Because From Rush Home With Love on Fuse FM have quite a gangster, Italian mafia sort of sound to them, if
it's
you know
true.
What I mean.
I think it's more of a play on From Russia With Love.
Yeah.
So there's always a bit of very atmospheric background music going on there. It's quite good. Lots of accents as well. I'm terrible at accents. I can't do them. I'm pretty, you know, gutted that I can't, because I'd love to be able to just, like, you know, bring out the Irish accent or the Geordie accent. Two of my favourites, by the way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, yeah, Rush Home, of course, is an area of Manchester. We're from Manchester. So we're doing kind of Manchester-themed stuff. So our next artist is someone called Fife, who is a Manchester graduate.
Yeah, represent.
So, yeah, this is Solace by Fife on Demon FM.
Student
Radio
Takeover.
The Student Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
Yes, you're listening to Demon FM, and that was Fife with Solace, Manchester University graduate. And we are Fuse FM, but we've come on to the end of our show,
our takeover. 11:42, which gives us about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, so joining us in the studio now, we have some Demon FM people. Would you say hi?
Hello.
I'm Neil.
And I'm Ed.
And we are radio presenters on Demon FM.
Oh, exciting.
How does it feel being on our radio station?
I'm really enjoying, like, using different functions.
Yeah, like I've been saying for the whole show, it feels like I've gone back in time.
Thank you. These £5 million studios.
You're also online, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we've got an FM license.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to be nice.
Big punches. Big punches.
Have you guys enjoyed the opportunity?
Yes, we have very much enjoyed the opportunity, and thank you very much for having us.
Oh, of course, thank you for doing such a wonderful show.
Why, thank you. Lots of thanks all around. So what kind of show do you do?
It can be loosely described as entertainment. Basically, our jobs at Demon FM are to annoy the people of Leicester, which we do in a variety of ways. Phone calls, getting them in the studio, insulting them on air, a bit of libel, a bit of slander. bit of slander for the dads. Do love that, yeah.
So are we talking like prank phone calls or?
Something like that.
That's so 80s. That's so Steve Wright.
Tell me about it.
I guess you'd have to listen to understand.
That is known in the radio world as a plug.
It is. So, but if you're going to plug, then we can plug. Although we're in a different, complete catchment area. However, we are online, as you said, so we're not limited to FM. And my name is Lisa Murkchoid, and I have a show called Beating Time, which is all about showcasing new and upcoming talent. And I played a session that I did with a band called Eliza and the Bear earlier in the show, which is kind of what happens. Normally, I get bands in, we do interviews, we have live sessions.
I love how you said not limited to FM. That was a subtle dig right there. Getting them back for their FM comment earlier.
It's got to be done.
Yeah. Whereas I'm quite similar. I play a lot of alternative upcoming music, mostly sort of rock, metal.
Yeah, a bit harder than me. I'm more folky, very ambient, lovely stuff like that.
And then I just blow everyone's ears out.
Why not? Why not? Okay, so we've now come to the end of our show, and we're going to finish it with the XX and Islands. Thank you once again to Demon FM and the SRA. This has been absolutely fantastic, and we'll speak to you soon.